My friends Robert and Louis are leaving. They've sold the Victorian, put the antiques on eBay. But they pack stuff they can't give up, like that framed photo of their wedding day, matching white dinner jackets and bow ties looking a little like two waiters on the Love Boat, blissful smiles reflecting their joy. They're renting a truck and driving across country all the way to Vermont, a male version of Thelma and Louise. I'm sorry to see them go. But, Robert says sadly, they are not welcome here. Since Proposition 8 passed, he and Louis have felt strange living in a place that says their marriage is not as real as everyone else's. He doesn't want to be a second-class citizen, so they're going where gay marriage is legal. Lots of choices. Gay marriages are performed in Connecticut, New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, Vermont, and Iowa, and recognized in D.C. and New York. But the list doesn't include California, which he's called home for 30 years. I told him California's loss is Vermont's gain. Robert is an Ivy League-trained attorney, and Louis is a software engineer who will probably invent the next Google. But the jobs his business venture creates won't help unemployment in California. Robert and Louis will be contributing to the economic growth of Vermont. I called it an overreaction to leave because of a state proposition. They can still live as they always have, legal marriage or not. But Robert believes in living his convictions. The people of California have spoken, and he and Louis have heard. And so I watched them take one last walk through the empty house, hugging neighbors goodbye like 19th-century immigrants leaving for the long voyage to America. And like those immigrants, leaving their home in search of freedom and a better life far away. I loaded boxes, wondering if those millions who voted for Proposition 8 knew the true human toll behind the legal language, that this most important of personal decisions, the choice of a lifelong spouse, is denied. No wonder Robert and Louis are leaving. We hugged goodbye, and I watched them drive off, and I couldn't help but notice the bumper sticker Robert had stuck on the moving van. It said, "When do I get to vote on your marriage?" With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.